When 17 people woke up Wednesday morning in Parkland, Florida, they were probably looking forward to the day, maybe even looking forward to the fun that can come with Valentine's Day. But then they were thrown into the wilderness when the shooting at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School started. The wilderness can be a scary, helpless place. And as we hear the stories that come from Parkland, Vegas, Lubbock, Newtown, Littleton, etc., the temptation is to be hopeless or to believe we are powerless to do anything about this. In fact, when one of my colleagues posted the question, how are we going to preach post-Florida shooting? There were many comments like, I'm feeling angry, frustrated, and more than a little hopeless this morning. There's nothing to be said anymore. I'm done with it. We've been preaching post-school shootings for years. Someone replied with, so sad and so true. I'm guessing that some of these comments may reflect your feelings as well. It seems like this is happening more and more every day. It's terrifying. Devastating. We feel like we are powerless and unfortunately hopeless. Whether we realize it or not, we're in the wilderness. We are like the Israelites who stumbled and wandered for 40 years. We are like Jesus who wandered in the wilderness for 40 days with the wild beasts. We're facing the temptation to give up on striving for a better, safer world. We're facing the temptation to look at this world and all of the violence and chaos in sometimes very terrible ways and say, there's nothing we can do. It's never going to change. But as we begin these 40 days of Lent, maybe we could consider this is an opportunity to walk with Jesus in the wilderness. Maybe this is an opportunity to grieve for the loss of God's beloved children on this earth, to lament the prevalence of mental illness in our world, and to immerse ourselves into the story of God's people. God's people like Noah, who rode out the seemingly endless 1 year of rain and storms and flood, was given a promise, accompanied with a beautiful rainbow. God's people, like the Israelites, who once were slaves and then wandered for 40 years, finally made it to the promised land. And most of all, there is that story of an infant baby named Jesus who grew into a man who fulfilled God's promises once and for all, dying and rising from the grave. These stories remind us, who are currently wandering around in the wilderness, that these things take time, a long time, days and months and years, and therefore we must be patient with ourselves and with each other, not giving up, never giving up. We must not give up. For the sake of the children and all people who leave their house every day. We have heard the stories of people of faith faced with impossible challenges, and yet through working together, they found a way. The abolitionists fought against slavery when it was legal because they knew the Bible said it was wrong. And after World War II, the American Lutherans reached out to the German Lutherans, even though they had been our enemies, because they knew that through rebuilding, they could stop the war from happening again. And on Tuesday at a luncheon, I got to hear stories of local people's lives changing for the better because of Lutheran Social Services of the Southwest. Homeless people finding jobs and purpose and shelter. Addicted people getting clean and able to be there for their family. children who were fostered and then adopted into loving families. Yes, there is hope. We must contend against forces of the world that tell us that there is no hope. We must remember that Jesus went into the wilderness with the wild beasts and was not overcome. And the angels waited on him, and Satan was again defeated. And we too will not be overcome. And we know that the angels are among us as well. And we are strengthened in our efforts because there are angels among us. Those teachers and social workers and aides who look out for kids who need extra attention and help, they are angels. Those first responders who, knowing the danger, still do their part, they are angels. Those who try to find answers, those who pray, they are angels. People like the two teachers, Scott Bagel and Aaron Feist, who died protecting students, they are angels. The angels give us courage in the wilderness to keep up the work that we need to do. No matter your political leanings, your vision of the problem, your own personal experience, there is so much we can do. Now, I don't have the answers, but I do know we must not give up. We must remember the words of Jesus, the words that said, "The time is fulfilled. The kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe in the good news. Believe there is hope for a better, safer world, and that we can help. Amen."